Yes, I saw a well-crafted press release yesterday by Bayo Onanuga, though there were some hidden innuendos in the release that I found fearful. I think in the first instance, before, let me just set a premise, to say that for the rest of us, remember that politicians are full of all kinds of tricks. And that's this right. is across the board. Mm-hmm. It is not peculiar to even whether it's Obi or Tinubu or Atiku or any one of them. Some of the tricks also that you do is to create things that will make people sympathize with you. So all of us have to take these things with an open mind. And remember that I said it is across the board. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is across the board. Yesterday, Bayo Onanuga, sent out a release calling on Peter Obi to rein in his supporters, to make sure that the campaign is issue-based and not false, giving false news and running down character. Okay, Peter Obi has agreed. He agreed with them. You might want to read the statement, go through the papers, you will find the statement there. They gave examples. For example, Onanuga noted that they saw the need to appeal to Obi to rein in his supporters after investigating the origin of the fake report claiming that the Ghanaian president wrote Tinubu and told him not to contest. Of course, the Ghanaian president never did that. But you need to be careful about the origin of these fake reports.
Right.
You need to be very, very careful. And it's a bit dangerous to ascribe them to a particular person. Now, I'm talking plainly now. I don't want anybody reading any innuendos into it. I'm just giving it to you raw, the way it is. Mm. That you need to be very, very perceptive. Very, very perceptive and try and... Don't even try and read through the lines. Just ignore, essentially, a lot of the things you see in social media across the board, both for good and for bad. Okay? So... But Onanuga made some kind of veiled reference, which I consider quite unfortunate. And again, I would have to call on Mr. Onanuga to be careful how he chooses his words and chooses issues. Let me read this. He says, we have found that the fake news about Akufo-Addo's letter was first published on June 22 by a rogue platform whose URL is gives URL. And he says that a content analysis of the site clearly showed that it is a Biafra news platform. That's a dangerous thing to say, given the fact that Peter Obi is Igbo. Okay? You don't want to pitch one set of the country against the other. So Bayo Onanuga is an editor, is a journalist of note, he's over 60. And he should know, just like the others say that it's time you say people should come to their senses, he should know that the sensitivity of words is very, very crucial. What has this reference to Biafra got to do with what we are talking about? You could have issued a statement without now going the Biafra way. Okay? Because that, and that has a hidden, it has a hidden implication, which I would rather not expand. Okay? But those of us need to be very, very careful. Because this attempt to paint the other one in some kind of colors needs to be resisted. Let's open our eyes very well. And it says that it shows that it was a Biafra news platform. There was a need. It could have just said what the URL was. We would have stopped drinking that tea. And somebody said he likes the way you drink tea. I don't have to like it. And it also says that the fake news was reported on Facebook by Peter Obi support group and so on. All the sides are guilty of this, to be very honest. Mm. The least of all being in the nation that is sympathetic to Ashiwaju was an article that was published called Obituary. Mm. I mean, those are the kind of things too. So everybody needs to do some internal cleansing. There is no doubt that, okay, yes, some Obi supporters can go into a frenzy. I think that is more because a lot of them are younger people. And I don't know how much control Obi would have really, in reality, over his supporters, short of just making a statement and appealing to everybody to stay calm, which is what I will do from this end. Okay, stay calm. Peter Obi has thrown his weight behind the call by the Tinubu, whatever. And a statement by the APC, a statement signed by Obi's media advisor, Valentine Obenye, said the statement by the APC advising candidates to desist from spreading lies, malice, and denigrate other candidates exactly mirrored what Obi had propagated over the years. So at least the two of them are now in agreement. But he says on the electric letter from the president of Ghana and so on and so forth that while Obi was not bothered about the authenticity, It is wickedness to link them to his supporters, insisting that any publication from Obi's group was properly signed and the source clearly spelled out. We know the trick that all these, they say all the nice things, but we know the tricks that happens. And once again, I'd like to appeal to the rest of us. Let's just be clear in who we want to vote for. It's very clear. You don't be carried away by the rhetoric of the politicians on either side.
Right.
If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see I keep reeling out, you know, advice to our people as I'm led in the spirit. I keep telling them, don't look at what a politician's mouth. Sit back and look at his history. See what he has done. That's the only way to judge them. Like I said, when it comes to manifestos, all kinds of things can be packaged for them. They don't sometimes can't even read the thing properly, but we leave that. But don't always look at the antecedents, and then also look at consequences. If you elect this man, what are you likely to get? Do a thorough analysis. And by the way, this is the time for me to what I mentioned to Sheriff this morning. I need to bring to concentrate also on the vice presidential candidates. And have at the back of your mind that, look, if anything goes wrong and this man is elected, this man would likely be your president. It is very important. It is very, very, it's not important. It is crucial that you have that at the back of your mind.
Right. Alfred on YouTube says, good morning, Uncle Jimmy. The political players need to be very careful with the slander situation, especially about ethnicity and religion. The method of campaign APC used in 2014 can't work now. And he says he's urging everybody to keep it clean. Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper. Page 18 says, stop the hate. Yes.
The hate. I thought you had an H factor. Stop the hate. Right, okay. This Vanguard just goes in sync with the story. It's a Vanguard editorial.
Yeah.
It just goes in sync with what the story we just
read.
Yes,
yes.
And they say that we must call ourselves to order because this is the first time since our return to democracy in 1999 that our frontline ethnic groups, Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, and Fulani, have produced strong presidential candidates. These are Bola Tinubu.
You need some tea?
I don't want any tea. Go away. These are Bola Tinubu, APC, Peter Obi, Labour,
sure?
Kwakwanso, NFPP, and Atiku Abubakar, PDP. If we keep charging up the political atmosphere with bile and venom, we may unwittingly draw ethnic battle lines that could haunt us before, during, and after the elections. It is very crucial. We call on all the candidates involved to have a broader picture and to have a sense of responsibility to their country in this ambition that they have. To think of the consequences. Like anybody who is a presidential candidate should be asking himself, if something happens to me, I'm not God. This man that I've chosen as my, if he becomes president, what could happen? It is important, you know, that we have this. So the Vanguard now says that we saw what happened in Rwanda. Let that and our previous experience that led to the civil war over 50 years ago teach us useful lessons. And the Vanguard calls on politicians, opinion writers, and the youth to face the issues that confront us as a nation. We want to hear solutions to our problem, not noisy rabble saber rattling. Those who dwell on name calling, lies, propaganda, and insults have nothing to offer. And the Vanguard says, and this will be a hashtag from the Vanguard, shun them, stop the hate.
I totally agree with that. But my major concern is the Nigerian electorate, the voters themselves, they will possibly, most likely, vote along those two lines or maybe three lines.
Yeah, because that's the way we are structured. But and also you find that the politicians will then prey on it.
Exactly.
You know, and
they will amplify this.
They will amplify this, and it will be unfortunate. In all honesty, if that happens, it would be very, very unfortunate. And like the editorial says, it could lead to a larger crisis. Mm. I think we all need to be adults in the room and get all these ethnic considerations. Is our man, is our this, is our that. Yeah. If he's your man, the moment he becomes president, he's thinking of himself and his immediate family. He's not going to be thinking of you. You know, in the past, other presidents, what has actually come to their people? None. Mm. We should shun opportunists who call themselves men of thought in our neighborhoods. Mm. They say this is the direction in which we are going. He's thinking of, he's the contractor, he's the contractor. He's the one who's going to... So shun all these men of thought who tell you, who try to convince you that this is where you are going. You ask yourself, as you are, this man that is president, how does that wants to be president? How does it affect me as a person as I am here? Mm. How would the ripple effect get to me? You know, and so we will keep at it trying to educate our people, and then stop having this attitude that they will not allow. There are no theys. Mm. There is you. You have seen that the process is becoming more and more transparent. So the more that you keep back, the more you cannot hold people responsible if things go wrong.
That's right.
Those of you who got money 8 years ago, who did it, though, for those who did it out of conviction, they fall our hand. But for those who did it for money, where's the money you got 8 years ago? Mm. Do you understand?
Yes,
do you get?
Yeah.
Do you get?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do actually. I just to add a little to what you've said, I think Nigerians should move away from those kind of arguments of the tribal sentiments.
It's not going to do you any good.
We're not moving forward. If you want to base your vote on that, it has to be issue based. It has to be what is in it for you. Like JD rightly said earlier, please, let's be very, very focused. Let's not be distracted by all this nonsense that they're doing and abusing themselves. It's total nonsense, because it doesn't make life better for you.
It doesn't make life better for you. It's not going to put food on the table.
It is not.
It's not going to determine the currency rate.
It's not.
It's the performance of the person.
Yeah.
The exchange rate, It's the performance of the person.
Let's go to page 5. I'm seeing the picture of
this is the photograph.
I'm sorry.
I understand. That's why I'm highlighting this story. Yeah. Now, in the Vanguard on page 5, there's a photograph of Pastor Adeboye and Mama. It says that the photograph was taken during the inauguration of the newly commissioned officers of the Redemption Chaplaincy International. But in the photograph, they dress up the revered pastor and put an admiral, the fake uniform of an admiral on him. And the same with his wife. Why do we do this? This is a new phenomenon that should be attacked once and for all. The other day, Autumn was commissioning his own security. Yeah. They dressed him up like a general. And put all kinds. It looks a bit like tomfoolery. We should stop this. The same thing happened to Akete when he was launching Amotekun.
Exactly.
They dressed him in some leopard skin uniform, general, this and that. I think we need to stop this and stop bringing our elders to ridicule. I'm ashamed. The redeemed members should quickly call the attention of the handlers. It was not necessary. Pastor Adeboye is Pastor Adeboye.
That's right.
And let him be. Don't try to dress him up just because he's launching some uniformed corps, whatever. Yes, he will say that there is freedom. There is freedom of dressing and so on and so forth. But surely we need to protect our icons and not bring them to ridicule. This is very unfortunate. The photograph is unfortunate.
Look at the way they dressed up, Mama.
Yes. This is not right. It's almost bringing me to tears. Why would you want to do this? The overzealousness of handlers of personalities and so on and so forth, where they wrongly advise people. This is what leads to this. Why would you dress him up like this? Why? Yeah. No, it is time we stop this habit. The fact that you are launching a security call, whatever, doesn't mean you dress people up, general, this and that. He doesn't need it. Least of all, this is a downer. He doesn't need it, and my advice to the elders there should quickly move in and make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. It's very, very offensive. And then also at state level, it's time we had some protocols. You can't keep dressing like an admiral, dressing like a general. There must be one or two laws that you can tweak to make sure that these things don't happen. Because what is good for the goose is good for the gander. Mm. Very soon you'll have people wearing uniform. You go to some companies, their security men look like soldiers. You know, we need to tidy up all these little protocols. These are the little things that debase us as a country. And I hope that the redeemed members will take this in good faith, you know, and quickly move in and stop this.
Let's go to page 7 of the same Vanguard newspaper. Our massacre, Akeredolu disagrees with CDS over arrest of suspected killer, Idris Ojo.
Yeah, this was a downer. This was a downer. I felt like crawling under the table when I heard this, because yesterday we were full of praises for and this kind of flop is unacceptable. Somebody should go down for it. Apparently, it appears that one of the persons arrested for the Owo massacre was an escapee from the prison. He had nothing to do with it. Mm-mm. How did his name get up to the level of the CDS? Is a CDS, right?
Yes, CDS. Chief of Defense.
How will he pass his name on to the CDS? And is now embarrassing a whole general, a whole CDS. By now, I expect to hear one or two people in the guardroom and somebody fired for this. It's completely, this is very, very embarrassing. It should never happen. And after all the encomiums, you see, that is why after all the encomiums, all the efforts put into arresting these people, they've done a fantastic job. Then one small error. That's why we say, if you take care of the smaller things, the bigger ones, somebody, the military assistant to the man, should have vetted that name. In fact, come to think of it. So I'm the CDS, and you give me the names of 5 people who are involved. I will put an asterisk on one of the names because of his origin. It's just to find out exactly. Okay, so this particular one, what was his name? I can understand if you profile these 4, they look alike. This one stands out. It is this one that stands out when I was the SKP. I would have thought that he would have queried to say, what is the role of this guy? Assistant, call me the DG of whatever. I like to know. I like to bring his file. I like to see what happened there.
So I think that it's... I think it's not. I think there's no error in what happened.
Really?
Yeah, I think Akete himself didn't get the full gist. The CDS did not make any error. The only mistake here, if we can call it a mistake, is because in the same breath that individual's name was mentioned, the CDS did not say that he was part of those that attacked St. Francis.
So what has the CDS got to do with an escapee?
So he was only saying that the escapee was rearrested in Ondo.
No, the implication of what he said, he was addressing the issue of the Owo killings.
Yes.
He had no business talking about another person who's been arrested.
So
what so, I don't so, spin, wait, don't spin wait, me, go wait, job with your team.
Wait. So the people that attacked Owo,
yes,
they are ISWAP members.
Yes.
This individual
is
an ISWAP member. So he was trying to say that these ISWAP members have been arrested, including the ones that escaped. That particular one that escaped.
Is this guy an ISWAP member?
Yes.
Was he
top one, as a matter of fact.
Was he involved in the Owo killing?
No, he wasn't.
You need to see, information is key. That's why you remember yesterday we were talking about how you need to professionalize the processing of information. Yeah. Now, isn't it embarrassing that between the CDS and the governor on one hand, and between Jimmy Jisoo and Sheriff Quadri on another,
we
now have to start struggling amongst ourselves. Information is key. Yeah. If the man was not involved in the Owo killings, his name should not have appeared.
Oh yeah, let's go.
For emphasis.
Yeah.
If it was the man, if let's say it was the DPO or somebody who arrested them, and he's saying that I arrested these people.
Yeah.
Then the name of whatever
So let me even add this, right? It wasn't the man alone that his name was included, because there's another guy that Idris was working with that his name was also added to this. And they were only saying that, what they're saying is that Idris was planning an attack.
Omo.
People were just...
See, Omo.
I get it.
Omo. Like, if you don't get it, you don't get
you
it.
You don't get
the
it.
The truth of the matter is that information has to be processed in a professional
I
and
agree.
Clear manner.
Completely.
Leaving no ambiguity.
This isn't clear, I know.
A, B, C, D were arrested for the Owo killing. The court will then decide who is guilty or not.
Yeah.
Then if... Because we have... The CDS has no... In this particular instance, he shouldn't concern himself with who else has been arrested.
No, boy,
come on, Odomokpo,
Massey. No, listen. So it was talking about the effort of the military, because he was saying that they were mopping up those guys that escaped, including even the Kaduna.
Why you were talking about some other people? Yeah. Why is it only this one's name that now occurred in the list that was given?
Which one?
In what we saw in the papers.
Which one?
What's his name again?
The Idris Ojo guy.
Yes.
Yeah, because number one, he was part of those that broke out from Kuje. And he is an ISWAP member.
The man was not talking about breaking out from Kuje. In this particular instance, we are talking about the Owo killings.
No, Uncle Jimmy. Wait, oh. So
from Jedi to Uncle Jimmy. Don't talk to Jimmy. Call me Jimmy. Don't sweet talk me. You started it.
It was actually if you listen to him very well, everything he said, he was giving account of what the military
We will continue at 9 o'clock. We in all honesty, information processing is very key. All the work you do can be washed away by wrong information, and I think the CDS needs to, so that we don't, the good things that we have done in capturing these people, that all of us from the deepest of our heart we appreciate, is not washed away by misinformation. Let's leave it at that for
yes
now.
Let's take our last story. Which one do you want to take as last story now?
Is it
there's Power Must Return to the South, there's this one, there's this one, all of them are big stories.
Let's take two in one.
Let's take two in one.
Very quickly, that you need to read the punch to see the story about the 12-year-old Nigerian who killed his mom in the U.S. I thought we'd just let you understand that. The 12-year-old Nigerian boy, Ayobi Ikuku, in Alabama, shot his mom. Mistakenly, though, shot her. He first of all lied that an intruder came into the house. Then he later admitted that... that it was, I think his father's a policeman, so it must be the father's gun or whatever that went off. The soul of the woman rest in peace. And then also for you to know that in the case of the accountant general, he has asked the EFCC to arrange a plea bargain. Himself and the other suspect want to arrange a plea bargain on their alleged trial for alleged 109 billion fraud. The first thing we want to know is, I hope the 109 is intact somewhere that we can grab. Then also, it would be nice, we can't, this is an ongoing in the court, so we can't talk about it, but it would be nice next Tuesday, because of this story I'm seeing just right now, making up my mind, I'm going to bring a lawyer here to tell us in general terms what plea bargaining is all about. I don't like the sound of it, personally. I'm not referring to this case now. I don't like the sound of plea bargains. You steal.
I think people should be punished for their crimes.
People should be punished for their crimes. So it's going to be a subject of on Tuesday, and one of my favorite lawyers will be here to dissect the issue of plea bargaining. I don't like the sound of it, but that has nothing to do with the case. It's at the judges, because the judge, some judges do reject it. It's at the judge's discretion.
Right. We have to go now. That's our show. What's coming up at 9?
Open mic.
Okay. Fantastic. I mean, people would love to have an open mic anytime, any day.
I want them to ask me questions. Let them rain it on me. I'm ready.
Fantastic. Let me start.
I know those. I'm going to bed. Finish your tea. Oh, Sharon. It's too early.
That's our show. Thank you so much for coming.
All right, I'll see you
tomorrow. He'll be back at 9 on open mic. I'm Sheriff.
I'm Jimmy this morning.
All right, we'll be back at 8. Let's speak with a cancer survivor and how she did it.
They don't disconnect your line sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you no worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, it gets some 5 easy steps so you go take reconnect them. 1. Dial *785#. 2. Text your national identification number NIN to 785. 3. Visit my MTN NG app. 4. Chat with Ziggy on top this WhatsApp number +234 903 300 0001. Or 5. Visit www.mtn.ng. If you no can get national identification number, just waka enter any MTN store or NIMC center we near you, or visit the MTN website to book appointment. Make you do any of these things sharp sharp, oh! Opportunities today now, oh! Make her ask yourself, now what will they do today? Have you been?
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm.